Welcome, everybody, to Conversations That Matter. I'm your host, Alex Newman, senior editor at the New American Magazine. It's wonderful to have you with us. Today, we have a very special guest, Arthur Schopper. He's the field director for Mass Resistance. It's an international pro-family organization that has been fighting the LGBT agenda for a long time and has taken a lot of flack for doing so. Under Arthur's leadership, Mass Resistance now has chapters in Ohio, Texas, New York, Canada, Hong Kong, and other places around the world. Since 2004, Arthur's been involved in this fight against the LGBT agenda and the lies he says it's based on. With the help of activists all across the country, they have succeeded in shutting down these drag queen story hour things. They've been removing really grotesque books from schools and public libraries. They've also been able to stop bad legislation like bans on what he describes as life-saving reparative therapy. Before joining Mass Resistance, Arthur was a freelance writer and an activist fighting on a number of issues, especially pro-family issues and stopping the spread of the LGBT agenda. He's from California, and he really is on the front lines of the fight against the LGBT movement, so much so that the SPLC comes after them as an anti-LGBT hate group and all the other normal things you'd expect the SPLC to say about people who believe things like what Barack Obama believed while he was running for president, like marriages between a man and a woman. Apparently, you're not allowed to think those things anymore. Arthur, thank you very much for joining the program. It's great to have you. You guys have been doing a lot of work, and you've had a lot of successes recently in stopping these drag shows for kids. In fact, your chapter in Houston, Texas, I believe, exposed some actual convicted sex offenders as being involved in this. You guys have been able to get some books out of libraries. Talk about some of your successes that you have seen.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Alex. So back starting in 2019, our Texas director exposed not one but two sex offenders were reading to kids as drag queens there at the Houston Library. That was an international firestorm of a story. Even Tucker Carlson talked about it. New American reported on it. Since then, we've been shutting down drag shows in other places, or we've discouraged them from coming back. We've done this in California. We've done this in Texas. We've done this in Ohio, Tennessee, and even in Massachusetts. Recently, there was another drag queen exposed in Katy, Texas, who had an attempted murder conviction on his record. Our activists exposed him, and he was canceled. And that's the kind of thing that we need to see more of. We are also happy to report we've been working with parents across the country dealing with these obscene, pornographic, pro-LGBT books being pushed on kids. And librarians of all sorts are defending these filthy books under the guise of free speech and free access, when really it's just a corrupting cultural Marxist excuse to indoctrinate and pervert kids. Our activists in Utah, in Idaho, for example, and they have fought to remove really offensive materials. We had an activist in Minnesota who was effective in not only getting a really bad book removed from one of the local school districts, but she recently got elected to school board. This was in Faribault, Minnesota. And we are really proud of our Wyoming Mass Resistance team. They have really taken over in Campbell County, which is in the northeastern corner of the state. They have got good people on the county commission, better people on the library board, and this new library board has taken extensive steps to stand up to the American Library Association. They've kicked them out. They're no longer affiliated with that hate group, the American Library Association, which has a long history of promoting perversion, filth, and LGBT hate, all under the guise, once again, of freedom of inquiry. Most people are not aware of this, but the American Library Association has been completely taken over by cultural Marxist forces. The new president herself, Emily Drabinsky, she is an out Marxist lesbian, and she is expressly dedicated to organizing for cultural Marxist action. So every library in the country needs to be breaking away from the ALA, and we're very proud of our team there in Wyoming, continuing to move forward, going after LGBT activists in the area and elsewhere. I can't also forget to mention back last year in Ludlow, Massachusetts, our activists worked very hard to get rid of an abusive librarian at Baird Middle School who had been transitioning children again without the parents' knowledge or permission. This kind of abuse is becoming prevalent in schools across the country, and we've been helping parents to fight back against these perversions too. We even had activists in the Temple, Texas area. They were able to get the city council to reject their diversity, equity, inclusion board with our help too. So we've been doing a lot of diverse things, pushing back on this LGBT monstrosity. And we are doing our darndest to push back on the United States Senate as well, and the Congress not to pass the so-called Respect for Marriage Act. It really should be called the Disrespect for Marriage Act. This is a perverse attempt to further codify false marriage. It's not gay marriage. There ain't nothing gay about two men abusing each other or two women abusing each other. There is nothing wholesome or happy about the corruption of an institution, which is fundamental for the rearing of children and for the stabilization of our society. But what makes mass resistance specifically distinct is we are not afraid to confront fully that homosexuality and transgenderism, these are disordered behaviors in and of themselves. They are not identities. In fact, John Birch Society has done an extensive job exposing from 1963 onwards how the communist movement has been dedicated to normalizing sexual perversion and degradation. And one of their topmost goals was to normalize and promote homosexuality and transvestism. And we are seeing a further culmination of this. And critical race theory, rather critical racist theory, is mostly predicated on normalizing sexual perversion and predation. So we've called these things out consistently and effectively and fervently. And as you mentioned earlier, that's why hate groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center have attempted to defame us. Something else that your audience deserves to know, and what has made mass resistance distinct and effective, is that we don't passively submit to these hateful, defamatory attacks. We have punched back effectively. A number of newspapers, we have confronted them, pointing out that, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center is a hate group. We've pointed out that LGBT militancies are hate groups in and of themselves based on lies. We have gotten newspaper and website news sites to retract their references to the hate group from Alabama. National Public Radio, two affiliates in Michigan and in Wyoming, have retracted their references to that hate group. The Wyoming affiliate, this is really, we're very proud of this. They even announced we will never reference them in any wise because we demonstrated that they're a dishonest, defamatory hate group. And you see, we set the narrative just as Margaret Thatcher had established in the early 80s. You set the narrative, you win the debate, you win the vote, and that's what we've been doing. We've been very effective at that. So we have a widespread desire to shape the culture, not just win elections. We stand for truth. And this is where I can segue into a growing problem I see on the right, among pro-family groups and among constitutionalists. We find a lot of parent groups on their own are not doing this effectively. They don't want to speak out against LGBT. They just want to hide behind, don't push porn on kids or don't push sexuality on my kid at all. The problem with that line of argument is LGBT militants, they push back. And they will say, well, then the teachers can't have a wedding ring on because that's sexuality too. The teacher can't have a picture of herself with her husband because that's sexuality too. It's a cop-out to avoid speaking to the more contentious but necessary issue that homosexuality is a perversion, that transgenderism is a mental illness, and these behaviors and these ideologies must not be presented to children or adults. That's the next line of thinking here. This stuff should not be pushed on anybody. This is a tougher discussion that we're starting to open up with our activists, but we have seen now for the past 30 years, and the John Birch Society, they sounded the alarm on the political right, dropping the ball on reversing the New Deal, standing up to communistic infiltration, et cetera. And we're seeing this sad, slow march towards Gomorrah, because even on the right, there is a growing acceptance or toleration for homosexual and transgender so-called conservatives. This is a falsehood. This is a travesty. This is something that we must reject wholeheartedly. We can't co-opt talking points or ideological filters from the left and then think that we're going to be successful at protecting children in the public schools or the public libraries. It never works. One of the biggest perversions that mass resistance is starting to expose are hate groups, and I'm going to call them that, hate groups like gays against groomers and trans against groomers. It is hateful at its core because they're normalizing the perversion. Would I go to an alcoholic for steps or insight on how not to become an alcoholic? Of course not. Why would I want to go to a purveyor of a perversion for assistance to stop pushing a perversion on children? It is absolute nonsense. And we have seen, even currently, we have some of these Republicans caving on the proper definition of marriage when it comes to this, the Disrespect for Marriage Act in the United States Senate. Mass resistance has been on the cutting edge of going after both sides of the political spectrum when it comes to normalizing sexual perversion. If your readers aren't familiar, your audience isn't familiar with this, CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Committee, they have their conferences and their conventions, and people think they're just wonderful. They canceled mass resistance 4 years ago. We were invited to stage a booth and to present our activism to a larger public. And then at the last minute, Dan Schneider of CPAC canceled us because they thought we were quote unquote hateful. Again, this is cultural Marxist nonsense. And they were instigated by another hate group, the Log Cabin Republicans. This is a serious and very disturbing trend that we need to push against. And there needs to be an active push against the Democratic Party too. We need a culture that respects family, that respects marriage, that I like to always say, we need to make male and female great again. We need to make marriage great again. And we need to make mom and dad great again. These are the fundamental tenets so that we can have a better world. I believe that's part of the motto for the John Birch Society.
Yeah, Arthur, we're almost out of time. We've only got a few minutes left, but I want to ask you, you know, what you think are the prospects for stopping this juggernaut? Obviously, a non-binary individual just shot up a homosexual club. That was, of course, blamed on Christians and people who resist this agenda. The jihadist in Orlando shot up a homosexual club, and that, of course, was also blamed on anti-LGBT hate. This stuff is now just, it's like a tsunami in the public schools. Obviously, now even the Congress is going for it. What do you think the prospects are for reversing this? I mean, now in the UK, we just had a court filing by the Crown Prosecution Service saying that it's not appropriate to quote the Bible anymore because it's offensive to LGBT groups. You know, do you think this could be stopped?
So this is, well, let's see, this is what needs to start happening. We need to start engaging in further non-compliance at a local level. This is where our successes are starting to build. I think Elon Musk's venture into Twitter and pushing back on the hostile woke culture that has dominated Silicon Valley is very promising. I'm not worried about what will happen ultimately with the United States Senate or Congress passing this perversion because there was a time when, you know, the Supreme Court even said it was acceptable to intern Japanese Americans just because of their ethnicity. And that was eventually reversed. There is always a chance to overturn these cultural frauds and to make things right. And I believe that that can be done when it comes to fighting LGBT perversion. And I think the starting point is what you see when brave mothers and fathers reaching out to us, get these filthy books removed from their schools and take a stance to reassert normal natural rights principles with their children and with the future generations so that indeed we can have that better world, standing for truth, normalizing natural marriage, life, and family. And I would say even with this next generation, they're getting really tired of LGBT being shoved in their faces. I'm not as cynical, despite some of the downturns from the latest election. We know that a large cohort of Generation Z voted left, but I think when they start to suffer the consequences of these votes, it's going to start changing minds. And there was a shock to the system because, thank goodness, the Roe v. Wade decision was overturned. And I think there is room for Obergefell to be overturned, regardless of what the United States Congress may do between now and the next week. So there's more hope than less. And I think by and large, more people are waking up to how abusive this agenda is. They're seeing how they've been targeting kids from the outset. The Balenciaga scandal that just emerged. Yeah. This is the culmination of LGBT. It's always been about going after the children. We need to stop minimizing that and call it out completely.
Arthur, where can people learn more about mass resistance? How can people follow your work and keep up with what you guys are doing?
So our website, massresistance.org. My email address is arthur@massresistance.org. I'm not afraid to give my phone number out, 781-474-3005, 781-474-3005. Wherever you are across the United States or around the world, really briefly, we're helping people in Canada still. We help mothers and fathers up there too, fighting this terrible agenda, and it's absolutely tyrannical in Canada. There's ways you can help out. We're only just beginning to fight, and we are winning this fight. So join us. Thank you so much again for having me on the show, Alex. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for coming on, Arthur. Thanks for the update and keep us posted on what you guys are doing. Appreciate it. All righty, folks. That was Arthur Schomper with Mass Resistance. I'm Alex Newman. This is Conversations That Matter. Until next time, God bless you all.
Hi, I'm Alan Keyes. I'm the host of IMTV's daily talk show about news and events in America. And I want to say a good word for the New American Magazine. Not only because Alex Newman has joined us as somebody who is periodically hosting a show, but because New American Magazine represents a alternative media that is willing to tell people the truth. With so much fake news spreading about, and the fact that right now this country is in an existential crisis, we remember who we are and where we come from and what our principles are, or we die. Reading New American Magazine can keep you up to the minute on the issues that are challenging us as a people and on which that survival hangs. You can check it out and subscribe at www.thenewamerican.com.